This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the first half of October. October was a month of new beginnings for Franklin, and a close look at Franklin's early October shows us that Franklin always finished better than his beginnings. Franklin was remarkably candid about his beginnings, especially given the heights to which he eventually rose. On October 6, 1723, the teenaged Franklin first set foot in Philadelphia after breaking an indenture with his older brother James and running away from Boston. Franklin described the scene this way in his autobiography. "I was dirty from my journey, my pockets were stuffed out with shirts and stockings, and I knew no soul nor where to look for lodging." He eventually made his way up Market Street in Philadelphia and purchased 3 loaves of bread to eat, and, he noted, "having no room in my pockets, walked off with a roll under each arm and eating the other." On October 2, 1729, Franklin took over publication of the Pennsylvania Gazette, purchasing it from another printer who could never make it work as a business. With Franklin as publisher, editor, and printer, the Gazette would go on to become the best-selling newspaper in the American colonies and the foundation of Franklin's media empire. Politically, the Gazette tended to be more anti-establishment and regularly criticized the ruling class for its abuses of power. After successfully defending the newly elected Speaker of the Pennsylvania Assembly in the Gazette, Franklin enjoyed the benefit of being appointed Clerk of the Assembly on October 15, 1736. Though he could not vote, nor did he wield any power as clerk, he was allowed to print, as he says, "the votes, laws, paper money, and other occasional jobs for the public that, on the whole, were very profitable." The appointment as clerk was also Franklin's humble beginning in politics, and he would finish his political life much better than he began it. He served as clerk for 15 years and eventually won an assembly seat in 1751. On October 1st of that same year, he was also elected to the City Council of Philadelphia. And on October 11th, 1785, the 79-year-old Franklin was elected to the Supreme Executive Council of Pennsylvania. It would be his last public office, and he donated his salary to charity. The early October pages of Franklin's 1735 Poor Richard's Almanac includes my own personal favorite maxim: "Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise." This aphorism promotes a very balanced scorecard: health, wealth, and wisdom. Further, Franklin already knew the benefits of being the first to open your business in the morning. So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.